The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Y94.
This is Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
So, we log on to our Facebook page, our Playhouse Facebook page, our studio email inbox, and we see lots of song requests and comments here and there on the show, but also fan mail for Maggie. And she gets uncomfortable with some of these letters. I don't know why. Rat, do you?
No, not at all.
And Rat and I, we print these out so we can read them to Maggie on the air in a segment we call Love Letters to Maggie. Maggie, your first one comes from Jack. He says, Maggie, your spirit and my spirit, I feel, are meant to be intertwined. Let us have a soulgasm together. What a spiritual awakening that would be. Now, I do think we should go ahead and note, as we do every time in Love Letters to Maggie, we've been doing this really since you walked in the studio.
Pretty much.
And you've gone on how many dates because of this?
None, actually.
So what I'm saying for you that are typing these, work harder. Work harder. Evan says, I imagine Maggie doing to my heart what a piece of bacon does when it hits a hot pan. Maggie, please be the sizzling piece of bacon in my skillet of love. I like that one because it's about bacon.
It just made me hungry.
I think that, by the way, for like Frying Pan, Perkins, Denny's, somebody needs to offer something on the menu called Skillet of Love.
Ooh.
If I ever start a garage band, we're going to be called the Skillet of Love. Matt says, I was looking at Maggie's pictures and wowza. She's probably at least an 8 or a 9 on a scale of 10, which is probably out of my league. However, seeing as there is an extreme height issue with her, I think you need to cut that at least in half, making her about a 4.
What?
And then in that case, totally attainable for me. Hit me up.
Really?
What do you think?
I'm getting knocked down because of my height?
Well, it's because you're, if you were like twice as tall.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a calorie thing. When you have a bite-sized Snickers, it's like half the calories.
Right.
It makes sense. It does.
It's still just as good as a Snickers.
So I'm a 4 instead of an 8 or 9 now?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
I think you maybe went down a little far, probably.
No kidding. I'm not that short.
Benjamin says, I have searched for someone like Maggie for years. And now that I have found her in my radio speakers, it brings me quite a lot of joy. Burst from thy speakers, Miss Maggie, and erupt into my reality. Be mine, fair Maggie, be mine.
I just don't like that word.
Burst?
No, the other one.
Which one?
Erupt.
Erupt. Oh, yeah, that probably is a little bit awkward. That one I didn't like as much as Skillet of Love, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This one I like. It's a play on a sitcom, I think, is what he's getting at. Maggie, you probably love me because everybody loves me. My name is Raymond. So everybody loves Ray.
Sorry.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah. But does everybody love Raymond?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they?
In my experience, most people are douches when they just assume everybody loves them.
You know? Exactly.
Maggie, has your appendix ever burst? Because I want to pop that thing like a balloon.
Okay, can we be done with this now?
Is it the organs that kind of get
you?
Yes,
that's exactly. We should just leave those ones out.
You have just one. One left. Yeah. One more?
Okay, fine.
Victor says, Maggie, you have a fantastic smile, almost deceptively straight teeth. So I have to ask, are they fake? Are they dentures?
No.
Really?
Braces.
Because I always looked and I thought, those are too good to be real.
No.
I was trying to figure out what deceptively straight teeth. Yeah. Like, what?
You had braces.
So, yes, I had braces.
Oh, so not dentures.
So I'm a 4 with dentures. Thank you.
You're a 4 with dentures.
And a potentially.
I don't like this round at all.
Erupting appendix.
This has been Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
I'm a four with dentures.
Well, my day just went to crap.
I think they were meant to be positive love letters.
Try harder, people.
Try harder. If you're going to stalk somebody and send them creepy letters.
Don't insult me.
At least be good at it.
Somebody text in and say, Maggie, you're a 10 no matter what your height is.
Okay, that made it better.
At least a 9.9.
Oh, I'll take a 9.9.
9.9.
Don't bring me down.
I'm Sweden in the Olympic trials. I'm one of the Swedish judges that's like, everybody else is like 10, and he's like, 9.8, 9.9. I'm from Sweden.
It's a hype
that's
thing.
Better than the French judge who's like, 4.
4. Like, what? This is not on a curve, man. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? I suppose you would do better if it's on a curve. Then you'd be like a 15.
Woohoo!
Look at you, Giselle Bundchen. Bundchen. I don't understand the logic of those are really straight teeth. They must be dentures. Like, don't most people go, oh, you must have braces when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Or you just have really nice teeth.
How old do you think Maggie is?
105.
9.9. That's a 4. Hey, loser lied in a couple.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.